Your Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
How many of you have said to yourself, if I only knew then what I know now? Whether it's how to prevent wrinkles or how dangerous some of our health and beauty products actually are, our guest today has made it her goal to share with parents tips on how to get their kids on the right path when it comes to health and beauty. She's appeared on The Doctors, The Today Show, and many more. Welcome author Bonding Over Beauty, A Mother-Daughter Guide to Self-Esteem, Confidence, and Trust, Erica Katz. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Erica, Hi. Great topic. Very interesting. When did you first realize there was a big generation gap between mothers and daughters? What inspired you to write this book?
Well, I went to a Parents in Action meeting, which is this parenting group in New York, and these mothers were talking about how their 10 and 11-year-old girls wanted to shave their legs. And they were like, she can't shave till she's 13 years old, and some of them had a little mustache. Oh, she can't wax till she's 15 or tweeze her brows. And I said to them, why would you do that to your daughter? Why would you let her walk out not feeling good about herself? Just because your mother had these rules when you were young doesn't mean that they're applicable now. You need to make your own rules. And when I heard these mothers saying this, I realized that mothers needed a guide to know when it was okay to teach them to do different things and how to do them.
That's interesting. I know probably one of the biggest issues facing a teenage girl would be body image. Many teenagers, of course, they want to mimic their favorite pop star or singer. At what age should a teenager be allowed to start dressing sexy and mimicking their favorite singer?
Well, of course, dressing sexy is up to the beholder who's looking at that person. But I think that you really have to instill in your daughter that she wants attention for her, and she can be beautiful without showing everything all the time.
Right.
There isn't a specific age, because I think it depends on where you live and your values. And, you know, if you're in a warmer climate, you're going to wear shorter shorts. If you're in a cold climate, you're not. So I think it depends on what the social norms are and also what your family values are.
Right, and not only that, it's they probably see people in magazines that are, you know, extra thin, and that could be an image, and, oh, I'm too fat, because look at this little thin person.
Hey, Erica, can I just jump in, because my daughter, who is 10, is a tomboy, so I don't have to worry about all the sexy clothes and things, because she just wears T-shirts, shorts, and keeps her hair in a ponytail. It's great, but I think as parents, and I'm an exercise physiologist, we have to stress the health aspect of all of those thin things that they see in the magazines. Don't you agree? Because they see so many of these skinny, skinny models, and they want to emulate that?
Well, I think the focus at home has to be on eating for a healthy body, not for a thin body. Because every girl has a different body type. Some are stick skinny, some are curvy, and you can't try to look like somebody in a magazine who's 5'9 when you're 4'8. I mean, you just can't. You're not going to have that body. And also, when you're 12, you might not have the body of someone who's 17. So you really have to have the best, healthiest body for you and feel good about yourself. But nutrition is really important. You can't live on diet soda and chewing gum to be thin. I mean, that's just not healthy.
Exactly. What are some of your key favorite nutritional? Do you like certain vegetables or certain products?
Well, I actually am really into food combining, so I don't think that you should eat anything alone. So if you're going to have a vegetable or a fruit, you need to have some sort of fat or some type of protein with it, because I think when you have carbs alone, your sugar goes up and then your sugar falls. So I think it really has to be about trying to keep an even blood sugar level, so that you're not really hyper and getting really fatigued. And you have to listen to your body. If you eat eggs in the morning and then you're hungry by 10:30, maybe you didn't eat enough. If you eat a huge breakfast and you're so full that you can't walk around, then you ate too much. So you have to listen to your body and try to eat what your body needs and not eat when you're bored.
And, you know, bringing up a good point, what about, you know, when you're teenagers watching TV and being influenced by all these commercials of these unhealthy snacks and products? And how do you say, hey, this is media hype, but it's not good for you? What would be an answer to
really
share that?
I had a fight with my son yesterday in the supermarket. He wanted a cereal that was based on a candy. Okay, it was basically candy called cereal. And I said, you can't eat this. He goes, why? You're being so mean to me. I said, I'm doing this for you. This is not what you need to be eating in the morning. This is straight sugar. You need to have protein. You need to be able to get strong muscles. What I try to do is, because kids are so into how they look, that I say, you know, when you eat protein, your muscles get really big and strong, and my son loves that. And with my daughter, I say, when you eat these healthy foods, your skin looks so beautiful. So you just have to be more positive about it. And you can't keep all that junk food in your house and then tell them not to eat it.
You sure can't. I tell them those cereals cause acne, too. And then they don't like that at all. I say, because 13 years old, I said, you're going to eat a sugar cereal like that? Watch your face the next day. And then they're like, okay, I don't want that cereal.
You get a big zit in the middle of your forehead,
But, you know, there's only so much we could do because our kids are not with us all day long. So what I suggest to parents is at least at home it's got to be healthy. You can't have all that packaged food and junk food in your refrigerator and in your pantry because at least at home dinner has to be healthy, breakfast has to be healthy. You might lose control over lunch, but at least you're doing something to teach them good nutrition.
Right. And Erica, you bring up a good point. Peer pressure, I would imagine, is a parent's biggest obstacle. How should a parent handle peer pressure when a friend, you know, tries to get their child to do things that go against the parent's will, whether it be eating or activities or the way they dress? And that must be a big thing. It's not necessarily a magazine article. It's my best friend dresses this way or eats this. Why can't I?
Well, peer pressure is huge. I see it already with my 12-year-old son. And unfortunately, our kids, their brain is not developed enough to have good judgment. So the key thing is that parents need to realize that their kids, as smart and wonderful as they think they are, do not have good judgment because their brain has not developed enough to have that great judgment. So with peer pressure, the best thing to do, I like to take that time at night right before bed and talk to them, ask them questions, see if I can find out a lot of information about their friends and what they're doing, because there was a study done by 17 Magazine that said that when it came to kids doing different things or sexuality and being with, you know, boyfriends and girlfriends, the biggest influence was their parents. So don't think that they're not going to listen to you. Just say it over and over and over again, and hopefully something will seep in. That's the best thing we can do because we can't be there 24/7.
Yeah, that makes a good point. I noticed in your website you say never use the word fat or skinny to your teenage daughter. Share why those are two bad words to use.
Because you're just opening up a can of worms for them. And if you ever tell your daughter, let's say you think that she's overweight, to tell her that she's fat is going to make her go and eat more or stick her finger down her throat or cry or feel bad. And when you feel bad, you can't do something good for yourself. So instead, tell her, oh, wow, you swam today? You look terrific. You know, your body looks so great when you swim. Try to be positive and not use negative words. You know, skinny can also be a negative word because some girls feel they're too thin. So those kind of words, I don't think help their self-esteem. I think the best thing is to always build them up, and when they do something positive, to compliment it. We're so quick to criticize, and yet we forget to tell them when they do something great.
That's great. In the few seconds we have, what's the one important thing you want readers to take away from your book and your teachings?
That you need to talk to your daughter. My book is not about being a beauty queen at all. It's about finding a way in and just pampering your daughter. Like when a woman goes to a hair salon and we tell that hairdresser everything about our life because we're being pampered and focused on, that's what you have to do with your daughter or your son. Just give them that special time with your daughter. Do her nails and paint them for 5 more minutes and you'll get her to talk. Brush your hair, you'll get her to talk. Any sort of complete focus on them is how you get them talking, and you've got to put down that cell phone. Otherwise, you're just disengaged.
Well, that really is the greatest advice, Erica, and it's true with our daughters and even our sons. It's about how you make them feel, and your words can really build them up. And, you know, for more information, you can go to Erica's book, Bonding Over Beauty. Please visit bondingoverbeauty.com. That's www.bondingoverbeauty.com. And if you heard something that someone you know might benefit from, remember that all of our shows are a podcast at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. That's at Dr. David Friedman. And listen anytime on demand or on the go because these shows really give such great information. And that's what it's all about at To Your Good Health Radio. It's about To Your Good Health, right? This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman, who is so much fun and so fun to listen to. Have a great day. Stay well.